Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. And even if it's Friday the 13th, don't worry about it, because I've been having bad luck all day. No, it's been a great day. I mean, fantastic. So forget all that stuff about goblins and ladders and black cats. I just ran over three black cats on my way over here. So, and I broke a mirror. Oh, man. Okay, that's corny. And I want you to have a happy and safe Friday out there to everyone. And I want you to be careful out there because I love my fans and my audience. And I want you to take good care of yourself because that's important to me. You are listening to my show, and you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to get into the show. We come on at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And we are on at 9 p.m. in Buenos Aires. Oh, man, I like when I say that. It just sounds so exciting. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you'd like to make your support known, you can go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. I mean, we are growing by leaps and bounds. And on that site, you can get my new children's coloring book. You can get my new book, The Book of Inspiration, which I got to tell you a story about last night that was so fantastic. And like I said, if you want to reach me on the show line, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and then you'll be listening to the show on the internet. On your iPad, on your desktop, on your laptop, your tablet, whatever you got. Okay, we got to get our drum roll in. My producer loves my drum roll. Actually, my producer told me stop saying that they created that drum roll. Brum, 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 brum. That's a lousy drum roll. We have now reached 136,765 listeners and counting. Yay! That is just something else, man. I just can't believe that we are growing so fast across the nation. I want to send a special shout-out to Danelle, D-A-N-N-E-L, Sherry McClure. She's a new listener. She says she's going to tune in, so I hope she's listening. And I think she's a cousin of mine. I definitely got to send a shout-out to Christine Brooks Martin in California. That is my girl. That's my road dog. She helped me put my second book on Kindle, and it just took off like crazy. So there's a special shout-out to Ms. Christine Brooks Martin in California. That's my girl. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better comrade in arms than Christine Brooks Martin. And to all those who listen each and every Friday night, I love you so much. Mwah, 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 mwah. Let me send my kisses out. And to my producer, JB Spirit, who I could not do anything on my show without JB. It's kind of like James Brown, but that's not true. Our show topic for tonight, our segment is Book Talk, an author's conversation, and we're going to be featuring an emerging new author at 7:30 p.m. tonight, so I want you to stay tuned with us. His name is Ambrose, and I think it's pronounced Okoshun, O-K-O-S-U-N, and he's going to correct me if I'm miscorrected or didn't say it right, but he's got a great new book out called A Boy in His Dream, and it is about why he was raised and born in Nigeria while just beginning his life. In 1973, his parents' marriage ended, so that was kind of sad. But he left with his grandparents to eke out a living in a small village. Okoshun was separated from his mother and was not allowed to see his birth father. From a young age, he was dealt a hard life blow. So we're going to be talking to him at 7:30. He's going to tell us about his book, A Boy in His Dream. Okoshun shares the struggles he endured and how he strived to overcome those early challenges. So I think all of you need to tune in for that. That's going to be really great. We've got a show and our boards are lit up with phone numbers from all over the God. Oh, can't say it. Okay, God, good. Oh, can't say that. Okay, just, hey. Oh, man, this is bad. I can't even say God dirt on the radio. I just snuck it in. We're going to play this quick PSA to have a friend, which is about my book. And when we come back after that, we're going to play a track by Leona Lewis called Forgive Me, because she was messing around on her boyfriend. And she said, oh, please forgive me, forgive me. I didn't mean to do it. I just would have pushed out the window. No, I'm just kidding. I'm full of corny jokes today. But I have got some good ones to tell you too later. Let's listen to this PSA, which is my commercial for my book, To Have a Friend, which has reached the top 100 list in America. Man, I am really good. Then we're going to play Leona Lewis, and at 7:30, we're going to have a conversation with Arthur Ambrose Okoshun. Hey, I like that name.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
And we're back, and you're listening to the show, and I am so excited. I'm excited about my guest coming on. But right now we're going to play Forgive Me by Leona Lewis. And when I come back, I got a story to tell you about. Isaac Hayes made a song that he asked me to actually do first. And then they kicked me out the studio and did it themselves. But let me play this track, Forgive Me, by Leona Lewis. And when I come back, we've got more great music up until 7:30, and then our guest will be here.
There's a first time for everything. There's only one of the nights. I knew when I opened his eyes that he was gonna be trouble for me. Oh, I never wanted to lie. I knew when my baby would cry.
okay, all right. Since I won't forgive me, I know my boyfriend gonna be angry at me, but I gotta talk to this other guy over there. I say, oh, man, Leona, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, the only one that God said, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with you. I said, I don't know, because I'm not going to build a boat, and I'm definitely not going to talk to no burning bush. So I don't care. He said, Don, you're pushing it. You are pushing it. And I like when I say in God's voice, Don, you're pushing it. I said, is that Moses? He said, get it right. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number you could dial to listen into the show. And, again, we've got a great author coming on at 7:30. It's probably in about 15 more minutes. I'm excited about hearing about his new book. And, again, listen in so you can learn something. I mean, a lot of people, I believe, and this is what I always say, there is a story inside of everybody. It's just waiting to be told. Now, remember, I was telling you, first of all, I had a great meeting yesterday with a group called Mind Influence Attitude, Inc. I was at their board meeting, and it was seriously a good meeting. They're going to do some great things in the community. Then, after I left the meeting, I went by a new friend of mine to drop her book off that was signed. I signed the book for her. Her name is Barbara Bowie Scott. And I went by there, and I mean, she's got a fabulous condominium, and we sat up and talked and laughed, and she gave me a glass of wine, and her dog bit my foot. No, I'm just kidding, but her dog did try to bite me on the toenail at that. But anyway, what I liked about it, she was such an impressive young woman that's doing some great things, and we're going to be doing some things together later, but I could imagine what my book looked like sitting up in her really nice townhouse, because it really was nice. And she bought the book of inspiration, and we went through the pictures and talked about it. And she was so impressed that I was just impressed. This lady has so much class. I think she ought to be an interior designer. But anyway, my last night ended up being great. I mean, it was just magnificent. So I had a good day before Friday the 13th. So I just had to throw that in there. And also, I wanted to tell you, now this is a true story. Isaac Hayes was getting ready to do the movie called Shaft. And he called me into the studio and said, Don, do you think you could perform Shaft? I said, yeah, you know, just give it to me. Give me the beat. So he said, okay, let's hit it. And it went do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I said, who is the man that risked his life, I think, for his brother, man? And the girl said, Don. And then he said, that Don Cat is a bad mother. And somebody hollered, shut your mouth. Just shut it. Anyway, they kicked me out the studio. And Isaac Hayes went on and made the movie and the thing. And they didn't even give me credit. They did not give me credit for singing on the first Shaft. That Don is a bad mother. Oh, man, I'm having a ball. That's too much red tea. Let me play this track that I think is appropriate for my guests to be coming on later on, and to everybody that supports my show, I love you. So we're going to play this track called That's What Friends Are For by Dionne Warwick, and it was a great song then, and it's a great song now. So listen to it, and think about me at the movie singing Shaft. The Don McClure is a bad mother. He's a mother.
I love you.
keep smiling, keep. I mean, I love that song. When I played it in the studio the other day, I must have found every one that Dion did. And she did one with Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross, and Stevie was on stage. And I was just crying, man, like, oh, that's what friends are for. It's so serious. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I've been drinking too much tea. I am having too much fun on Friday the 13th. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number that you can listen in on is 347-633-9376, or you can go to the internet and key in www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you will be on my show. You know, I've been looking at the information concerning my guest coming up, and I mean, in his book, he shares the struggles he endured and how he strived to overcome those early challenges in life, I guess dealing with the issues of his parents, from hunger to being ostracized by a polygamous family. He experienced severe poverty while growing up, and at the same time, his elders imparted important lessons that Okeshan took to heart, including the message that he was in charge of his own destiny. Now, a lot of you know I'm always talking about destiny and self-worth and self-value. And again, even in his book, the elders were telling him, you have to take control of your own destiny. It's up to you. No matter what neighborhood you come from, no matter what village you're in, no matter wherever the heck it is, you are still in control. And I talk about that all the time. And I like the fact when I was reading the information, it was like learning by trial and error. And with guidance from God, Okeshan tells how he became educated, earned, check this out now, several degrees, and came to the United States, and now he wrote a book. And from my understanding, he's working with Purdue University and doing some great things. So I'm excited to have him on my show, I'm telling you. My audience says that they always get a lot out of my guests and a lot out of my shows, and I think that is so cool because, again, that's what this show is about, giving you information to make you think about it and look at your life. And everybody achieves success by working hard. I'm going to play a track called Killing Me Softly by the Fergies, and I like the way they do it. This is by Roberta Flack when she did it first, but they did their version. So at 7:23, let's get into the Fergies, Killing Me Softly, and I like this one.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Drumming my
Well, I mean, Killing Me Softly. And you know what, that was done originally by Roberta Flack, and I do believe it was written by Donnie Hathaway and Roberta Flack, but I'm going to check that out. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Before we bring our guest in at 7:30, I've got one track that I want to play, and it's actually dedicated to him. It's called When. And it's from the movie with Brian McKnight singing it. But it's such a great song, and I think it fits his talent. So we're going to listen to that, and then after that track comes on, we're going to bring my guest in, and I am going to enjoy this next 30 minutes. So let me play this track called Wind by Brian McKnight from the movie Men of Honor.
Dark is the night, I can weather the storm. Never say die, I've been down this road before. I'll never quit, I'll never lay down. See, I promised myself that I'd never let me down. So I'll never give up, never give in, never let a ray of doubt slip in. And if I fall, I'll never fail, I'll just get up and try again. Never lose hope, never lose faith. There's much too much at stake. Upon myself I must depend. I'm not looking for place to show I'm gonna win. Now there's still a ways to go. Oh, some way, somehow, whatever it takes, I know I'll never quit. No, no, I'll never go down. I'll make sure they remember my name 100 times. must defend. I'm not looking for place to show I'm gonna win. When it's all said and done, my once in a lifetime will be back again. Now it's the
And now, without further ado, I thought that was an appropriate song to play for my guest, and I think he's on the line, Mr. Ambrose Okeshon. How are you, sir?
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's beautiful
here in
fantastic. Chicago.
Okay.
Yes, sir. How
well,
are you?
I am fine. I'm on fire. I've been excited about your book. I'm excited that you're going to be on my show. People have been writing me. They can't wait to hear what you've got to say. So now that we have you online, let me see if I get your last name right, though. Is it Okeshon?
Okeshon.
Okeshon, like the sun.
Like the sun.
Yeah, okay. I knew I was kind of close. Sometimes I'll screw a name up, but I said, let me practice on this name. Now, you
yes,
go
sir.
By Sonny, and also you go by Ambrose. Which one should we call you?
Actually, Sonny. You know,
Sonny.
The name of the book, the character in the book was changed just to save the protect the innocent.
Okay. All right.
Because
well,
the book
sounds...
was actually telling this. Yeah, the book is telling the true story.
Okay. So you go by Ambrose as your writer's name.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Sonny is your name. Okay. Well, listen,
yes,
we're going to turn it over to you. We got a couple of questions for you, but what made you decide to write this life story after I read you had some serious issues in the family and things like that, but your grandparents, and you worked very hard to get out of a small village. Tell us about what inspired you to write this book.
Thank you so very much. Before I go into detail, I want to first of all pray for Paris, for what's going on right now in Paris. You know, I pray for God to protect the people of Paris. God give them the wisdom and strength for them to take what's going on with them in Jesus' name. Also, yes, sir. Thank you, Don, for, you know, giving me the opportunity to come out to your show today to talk about my inspirational book and use my story and to inspire others. You know, what actually make me want to write my book, it's simple, just to uplift people, you know, to tell people that it is possible to turn their life around. It is possible to do things differently, earn a different result, a good result. Because we all created equally, we all given the same ability by God, but for some reason, some stepped out of the ability that God and gift that God gave them to be able to take care of themselves, for some either obvious reason, for some reason that I cannot explain. No, the point is that there's so many people out there on earth, millions of thousands of people on earth, who went through the same predicament like I did. They didn't survive it. They beat down. They will never be able to get up and do something for themselves. They're emotionally down. But if I can make it, they can make it twice better than me, even three times better than I am.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Okay,
so,
in the book, it says that you were living with your grandparents and
yes,
you were separated from your mother and father, or they were getting a divorce, or what was going on with that at your early age?
Actually, what happened was that my dad and mom met in this city, Warri, as an oil-producing city where my dad lived. They were both working for oil company in that city where they met. 3 months after I was born, my mom came to realize that my dad was already married in the village before he moved to the city. You know, there was a lot of deceit going on. So that was when the challenge, you know, started. So my partner dad, being the chief of his village, you know, they never took that, you know, lightly at all. You know, so they would force my mom to relocate back to the village, and myself and my mom came back to the village. I was bound not to ever talk to see my dad again. So that was when the predicament started, you know.
Okay. Now, you were born in Nigeria?
I was born in Nigeria, Warri City in Nigeria. It's one of the oil-producing city in Nigeria, Midwest Nigeria, the River Rhine.
Yeah, the reason why I ask you that is because I know you're from Africa, and of course Nigeria is in Africa, no matter what I guess people say. But the issue is your dad were involved in an oil company somewhat. At least your dad worked for one. And a lot of times when we hear about Africans, we don't relate the village where they're getting up going to work at a oil refinery or oil company. It's not the image that a lot of African Americans see. And then I find it amazing that a lot of people from Nigeria become professors in universities. So explain to me what's actually driven in your mind as you're growing up where somebody says these are the things you can do, or were you exposed to a lot of things by your dad working at the oil company?
Well, as I was growing up, I observed a lot of things, great things, bad things, you know, obvious things. So I choose to pick what line I'm going to stick to. You know, just same thing. I saw greatness. I saw people of great people, smart family who are raising their children in the right directions, you know, go to great schools, you know, well-fed and living in a very, very, you know, rich home. And also experience those who could not afford to take care of themselves, suffering and struggle daily, and here come myself. So I chose and pick where I'm going to stay. And I decided to tell myself I'm going to stay on the right track. Regardless of what happened, I will prevail, and I will stay focused, and I will find that positive place to stay so that I can educate myself and give myself life. That's exactly what I did. By the time I finished my first degree, I was ready to leave. And God sent someone to me, which is Ruth Ann, a lady who I met online, who came to Nigeria to, you know, who brought me here to the United States.
Okay, online.
Yes.
Man, that is amazing. Because, again, like I said, your story, when I talked to Dr. DeWalken at Purdue University, he was like, Don, you've got to hear his story. His story is so amazing. And I have a lot of respect for him, so I was like, well, sure, let me see what's going on. And when we talked on the phone, I was convinced that you needed to come on my show. We talked about the OAU. We talked about African relationships. And I found us dialoguing back and forth, and it was like we had this kinship that I was like, this is a guy that I've got to have on my show, and I've got to connect with him because I can feel the energy he's put into his life to become who he is. And you've got several degrees, and you said something very important, that people need to believe in themselves, that no matter what happened in their families or life, they can turn it around. And I really like that. So that's something that I think is in your book that people could take from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely, because when I was going through, can you hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, yeah, when I was going through my struggle, I knew there's going to be a time in my life, there's going to be a day, a time in my life whereby everything's going to be almost all right, and this is the time, you know? So I buried, you know, I steadfast, you know, and I told myself that it's going to be all right, regardless of what's going on, you know? Or the mosquito, or the malaria, or the homelessness, or the starvation, or the rejection of the emotion, overnight, lack of sleep, or the struggle. I told myself, I'm going to be all right. And then one day, I will be all right. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter if I'm going to be 50 or whatever. One day, I will be all right. And I think this is the time. January 19, 2014, God gave me the vision and said, this is the time, my son. You need to arise and do your work. I'll be prepping you for this mission. Now, let's go. Go in there and motivate others. Wake up those who have been beat down for so long, who could not do, who could not really remember themselves because of what they've been through. Help them to climb that ladder so that they'll be all right. And that's exactly what I'll be doing right now. My friends who used to know me, they're still surprised today what happened to Sunny. It is not by my wit, no, it's not by my power. It's God that's leading me to actually help a lot of people out there. And I'll continue to stay humble, stay obedient, and continue to deliver. I will finish. Professor, you know, Vice Chancellor Duarte, he's my actually my godfather, my mentor. And since I actually registered at Purdue University for my master's degree, he has mentored me to today, from that point on to today, you know, helped me, guide me to ensure that I succeed during my schooling year. And I'm actually still prepping up right now, warming up to start up my PhD level, you know, doctorate degree. And I'm, you know, I'm just thanking God to give me the grace to be able to complete that. And I have to have it. That's what I told myself. I have to have it.
Well, what made you name the book A Boy in His Dream?
Well, it has always been my dream to be able to give myself what I wanted, the life that I've always missed out since I was born. I never knew, I don't know how it feels to have a hug from a dad. I don't even know how it feels for a dad to hold your hand and tell you that my son is going to be all right. But today, I am able to tell my son that it's all right. I'm able to tell my son, hey, this is a hug. This is how it should be. This is how it shouldn't be. You know, I had a dream right from day one. But I wasn't able to put those dreams to reality. But now I have the power to be able to do that because of God. So that's the boy and his dream. The dream is coming to actualization. The dream is coming to life. The dream is finally being materialized. The dream is actually helping others to feel better about themselves. This is
Well, you know, you said something that was so important. Like you said, whatever you didn't get from your dad, you made sure that you instill that into your children to say, this is what a hug feels like. This is what it feels like to have somebody behind you. And I commend you for that because a lot of people do take their bitterment and say, I'm not going to pass it on because I didn't get it. I was treated badly, so I'm going to treat others badly. But what you took was, is what I talk about all the time. You took the energy for what was negative and turned it into a positive because you could see how it affected you, and you knew you didn't want that to happen to your children, which, you know, I really commend you for that. And I think that people need to get this book, A Boy and His Dream, add it to your collection. Now, they can get this book on Amazon.com, or where can they get this book?
They have it on Amazon.com. They have it on iUniverse Bookshop. They have it on Barnes & Noble. Also, I'm building the website right now. It's going to be www.aboyandhisdreambook.com. My web designer is actually currently making that website so beautiful so that I can release it. We're going to launch it. But I have a Facebook page called Boy and His Dream Facebook page. So go in there. You see everything that's going on with this publication and the movement. You know, I'll be going a whole lot of book talk and book tour. And I'll be doing a lot of speaking engagement with Rotary Club, you know, schools, you know, Chicago area schools. You know, I mean, I'm connecting with a lot of people, a lot of youths out there, the juvenile detention services, you know, the probation divisions and the Department of Child Services. I'm pushing forward so that the youth should, you know, read this book and actually be able to relate to themselves and say, okay, if he can do it, I can't do it, because the problem they're going through right now is the same exact problem that I went through. The difference is that I was able to rise above the challenge and shine and stay steadfast and stay focused. Instead of converting my negative emotion into something real crazy, I took that negative emotion and converted it to something very positive. You know, I signed myself, you know, I started working out, becomes, you know, a fitness expert, because at some point I was really depressed and traumatized because of what I went through. But that energy, I needed to do something with it before I get in trouble. So I took myself to the gym. You know, I became a fitness guru. You know,
okay.
So I converted that energy to something very beautiful. So I became a fitness guru and became a pro in the fitness industry. So it is so crazy. Book number 2 is coming up pretty soon. And then when that one comes out, it's gonna be, that's gonna reveal a whole lot of secret on how I do it. So many people
like
asking
that.
Me, I know, it's like, how are you doing? How do you balance the family life, your work, your acting career, your modeling career? It's a, this week you're in London, the other week you're in Europe, you're all over the place still holding your 9-to-5 job. What is going on with you? Who are you? I said, well, God is with me, and I'm just the body that he's using to do his work. That's all. That's all. I said, you can do it as well. All you need to do is just to develop and create a mindset. Once you create that mindset, you will run with it. The rest is just nothing. You can deliver. You can take it home. Just get hungry for life and just love it. Once you love life, you will live for it. Because there's so much opportunity out there for all of us. Just recognize it and I want to do it.
That's what I like what you're saying is just love life and go after what you really want in life. And you know, this message that you're putting out is so important because once it's reiterated by you, by me, because we had talked about a lot of things, and I said, you know what, we're on the same mindset about unification, getting people to think better, and to hear you say things like, I'm an actor, I'm a fitness guru, I'm working on these different things, you know, I got my second book, you could feel the energy that you're bringing to the table, and it's really all about how do I get others to see that they could do what they want to do and have the life that they want if they believe and work at it, which is such a common denominator for success.
Yes,
I tell people it's not about the money. It's not about the cars.
No.
It's about
no.
your drive for success. And if you do that, you can make
yes,
it. I like the way you're saying I'm just on fire and I'm amazed at the things that you're talking about in your book, how you can openly talk about how your father did some things that wasn't right, but at the same time, you took all of this information and you had people around you, from what I understand, your elders imparted important lessons to you that you took to heart and said, you know what, I am in charge of my own destiny. And I like to hear that. I mean, that to me is so important for our young people today. You sound like you got a great book, and they can get this on Amazon, A Boy and His Dream.
A Boy and His Dream. And also one individual called me one day and said, why do you do so much? Why you do so much? I said, I looked at him. I said, man, you think it's all about me? Do you really think it's all about me? It's all about the people, man. Can you look back and just see how many people out there suffering?
Mm-hmm.
It is all about the people. It's not about me putting the book together. I didn't even look back and see what I've done. I'm looking forward and creating what I can do more. I want to do some more. Just show me the opportunity. I will run with it. I'm on fire.
Yeah.
When people are clocking out, I stay clocking. That's the way I raised myself, staying clocking. That's what brings joy to me.
Yeah.
Servicing people, making them feel good about themselves, providing solutions for the people. It's all about the people. It's all about the people.
Yeah.
You know, helping them to find that happiness. You know, I'm not saying I'm the best, but I'm saying that I have life. I finally be able to smile without no problem after 42 years. Come on, God is good.
Yep.
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not in a competition with nobody. I'm finally able to live the life I've always been longing for. That's my joy. You know,
well,
is your story?
Yeah.
You know, what is your story? That's what I'm telling them.
Yeah, and that's what we always have to answer to people, because they'll say to me, you know, well, you're always doing something, you're working on something. It's not about me. I want to leave that legacy. And again, like you, I want people to believe that, you know what, no matter what it is, if you desire it, you can do it. I like the part in your book where it talks about you experienced severe poverty while growing up. And none of this stuff kept you from being the person that you are today, which is, these are really important lessons that everybody can learn from, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, African, whatever. It's the common denominator of when you put your mind to it, you are in charge of your destiny. Man, I'm just, like I said, I'm so excited about, you know, the things that you're talking about, and I want my audience to get on fire and listen, because I know for a fact there's a lot of them out there that just need to keep hearing it. being said over and over again. If you say it and I say it and some other author says it and the authors I've had on my show said the same thing, we're all saying the same thing. No matter what you go through, no matter what your parents took you through or if they didn't take you through anything, I was fortunate enough to have great parents in my life to really guide me around, uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces. But I still had some severe issues that I had to overcome. But my whole point was I believed in me so much that I knew my destiny was set to do the things and live the life that I wanted to live. And I am really, like I said, congratulating you to be able to write these books, to go across the country and talk about it, and to know that you come from another continent, Nigeria, and come here and actually just continue to build for not only you, but your family. That's really important. I mean, I like the whole premise behind that. Now, let me ask you one more question, though. Okay, so now you have these 7 degrees, and you're working on this thing. Do you ever think your book's going to be, like, made into a movie or a play? What do you think that might happen for you or what?
Yes. We have something. We have a great plan set up. Myself and my manager. I have a great manager who keeps me grounded and actually helped me make all the connections and guiding me through the right directions. Diana Bridges, and also we are talking to a movie director right now. His name is Tony the Guide. You know, if you're listening right now, Tony, you're the man. And also with my editor. You know, I have a great editor who helped me to edit this book, and we sat down night and day, you know, to put this book together for almost about 2 years. You know, Sasha Bond, you know, she's listening to me right now. We are collaborating together. The book is going to go into a movie sometime. We're looking at 2016, 2017. You know, we have great things coming up. You know, it's going to be huge. It's going
to
be huge.
Yeah, I hear it. I believe it.
Yes, sir. It's going to be huge.
I need for you to hang with us for a minute. I've got to play these two PSAs, and when I come back, I'm having a conversation with author Ambrose Okusan, and again, I'm going to learn how to pronounce his name correctly, but I am so on fire, I feel it's a privilege to have him on my show. But hang with us for one more minute, and I've got to play these two PSAs, and when I come back, we're going to have more conversation with our great author that's on the phone.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, and we're going to be talking more with our guest, who is a great author, and I'm just so impressed with his life story. Now, I've got a couple of more questions for you. Are you going to be speaking anywhere in the Chicago area, or can people go to your website or go online and find out where you're going to be talking about your book?
Yes, sir. My next speaking engagement is going to be at Purdue University. I just finished one speaking engagement a few weeks ago here in Chicago. Also, I just finished with Rotary Club in Michigan City, and I just came back from London, England. December I'll be in Nevada, speaking out there in Nevada, Las Vegas fans, so they're out there waiting for me. So, like I said, my website is being developed right now. And as soon as it's up running, I'm going to be posting it. And it's going to be www.aboyandhisdreambook.com. You know, look out for it within the next few weeks. It should be up running. I have an Instagram at A Boy and His Dream page. You know, just go out there, check out what's been going on, and like my page and share. So I have my Twitter at Sunny Aigbe. I'm on Instagram at Sunny Biggie. That's where we're at right now so far. And the schedule, my 2016 schedule, will be out and then attached to the website. As soon as the website is up running, I will launch it, and I will be able to share it to the people.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is email me that information, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook. I'm also going to add it to my website, www.dsmpublications.net. I'm building a new author section on our site, and it should be finished within the next couple of weeks. And it's going to highlight authors and their books, and it's going to give the links where people can go and get their book as well. I think the best thing in the world is sharing your gift, and when you can share, you grow. I'm not worried about who's going to be better than me or who's going to be bigger than me. I've already got the whole world connected to me, so I don't have to worry about that. But I want to see authors like you because you have a message. And I think for the authors that I talk to, that I have on my show, they bring positivity. And you bring so much positivity. I'm just amazed that I'm really glad to have you on the show, and I'm so excited to be talking to somebody from the continent of Africa that's actually came here, did some things, built their life up. So it shows the parallel, no matter whether you're in America or whether you're in Africa or wherever you are, you can make your life what you want it to be. And I think that's such a great message, and I'd like to promote that on my website as well. I just think it's a joy talking to you. So how does your family feel about this?
My family, you know, my mom is she's a strong believer of Christ. You know, she's very proud of me that finally I'm free, because I battle with this stuff. I struggle with this stuff for 40 years. You know, now that I'm able to put in the book, you know, I was molested when I was little. Everything, so many things that happened to me, there was no one I could share with. You know, this thing lived with me. You know, at some point, the only way I could do is put in the book and share with the whole world. You know, my mom was very proud of me. You know, those that were involved, you know, I forgave them, but I still love them in my heart. You know, if they want to come around sometimes and apologize, I will forgive them. I'll let them in. But you know what? If they chose not to apologize, you know, I still forgive them. You know, God will, you know, they have their judgment with God, not with me. You know, I just want to thank my fans and people who strongly believe in me, you know, continue to push me from day one, who believe that I could do it. You know, without them, I couldn't make it. You know, my manager, my fan base, and my friends and family who sincerely believe in me, you know, Jose Santiago, you know, Diana Bridges, there's so many of them. My editor, you know, Sasha and Bon, you know, Sasha, she's a powerful lady who, you know, we spent so many endless days, night, you know, trying to edit this book, and then she listening to my story. You know, English is not my major, but when, you know, she helped me put this together. And lots of people who just strongly believe in me. I can't even mention no name. They know themselves. They're all over the place. You know, I'm loved from all over the place. I'm just privileged. You know, sometimes I share tears. I say, man, this is the love I crave for so long. It finally came to hit me. You know, I don't know how to handle it. You know, but this is the life I'm living right now. I'm just privileged and I'm grateful. You know,
well, I think, like you said, the thing that I think that you brought out, a lot of people always ask me, Don, if I tell the truth in my book, I say, listen, if it's your story and you want to put the pain as well as the success or the admiration as well as the failure, put that in your book because it's your story. And you just said, you put in there everything that happened to you, but look at the outcome. I think when people write like that, that's the way that my autobiography is. It has some ups and downs in it, but it keeps going back to the person I wanted to be and the success that I had. But to me, those types of books are the books that we need our students to read, teachers to put out there, individuals that are dealing with whatever it is, life's blows. They need these types of books. So you've got something that I think is going to always be a top seller, not just for today, but that's going to be around for a while, man. Like I said, again, I'm just looking forward to our relationship growing.
Yes, sir. It's going to be around. You know, there's a TV series right now called Chi-Rao, Chicago. You know, they shot a scene of my book and zoomed in into a scene. You know, I read a portion of it. You know, that I think that's powerful. You know, I'm talking about the Jose Santiago is the main character. You know, principal. You know, actor in that TV series called Chi-Rao. You know, they recognized that book and actually zoomed that into one episode, which is about to be aired in December. You know, like I said, great things about to happen. You know, I thank the Chi-Rao crew for doing that just for me. Kind of, you know, it was powerful. You know. Who am I? You know, this is great. You know, it's a great thing that's happening in Chicago and the whole entire United States. You know, yeah. I can't wait. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm telling you, I want people to go out and try to get A Boy in His Dream. I've enjoyed having you on my show. I'm impressed, and like I said, you know, Chancellor DeWorken wrote me, said, Don, you got to have him on your show. He's been on my show, but again, you know, I like the fact that he respects you enough. He's like, look, just try to have him on your show. And I said, hey, let me work it in and see what I can do. I'm always about having positive people, and you are definitely a positive contribution to our race globally, not just in the United States, but globally. And it's a pleasure to have you on my show. I've enjoyed this last half an hour. It's been great. It's gone by fast. And I want people to get your book, A Boy and His Dream. They can get it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble's, or, like you said, just go to your Facebook page.
Yes, sir. Or send me a personal email in the sonnybiggiefitness.com@gmail.com. You know, you can Google me. I'm all over the place. I'm transparent. I'm a public figure, and I'll continue to serve. I want to serve. I want to help the youth. I want to help every individual who is hopeless. You know, I just want to be part of life. That's all. I just want to be part of life.
Well, you're doing it. I can tell you that now.
Oh,
you are
my
bringing
God.
A message. I'm telling you, you'd
oh
be surprised how many people listen to my show, and they truly enjoy the guests. I don't know how I find all these great guests, but again, I'm just glad to have them, and I love my audience. So listen, it's been
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
I've got to get back to the other half of the show, but you have been a joy to be on my show, and I'm going to have you back next year in 20.
Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And you heard it first on my show, Arthur Ambrose Okosun, O-K-O-S-U-N. One day I'm going to learn how to pronounce those names and get that stuff right. But again, he's got a great book, A Boy in His Dream. If you get a chance, go to Amazon, check it out. I'm reading the book right now, and it's a great book. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and it has been a joy to have an Arthur like that on my show, and all my Arthurs. I just love them. I love the way they are, and everything just fits in real well. So let me play this track that I think is fitting. It's called Based on 1,000 True Stories, and it's by a young lady that I love to hear sing, and I can't pronounce her name. It's Negard. But anyway, hey. Enjoy the second half of my show with Don S. McClure, and I had a great guest. I mean, truly a great guest.
Dim our carefree days to night, and would guide us, she said, that we would fear nothing. But now I see the flawless heart, whose only wish is to be right, feels how it's beaten for nothing. Thousand truths. there was no way of knowing. I wrote a play to fit the scene. Put our love and names up there in life. The gap went on growing.
And again, that's the favorite track of mine, Based on a Thousand True Stories. Her last name is Nigard, and I just like those tracks. Man, I was just talking to my best friend, and he was elated about the guest that was just on my show. So again, I always have the best guests, the best music, the best tracks. And yes, I did a track. I'm telling you, I did Shaft, my rendition, before they released the other one. Who's that man? Don Shaft. He's a bad mother. And you can hear the girls in the background. Just shut your mouth. I'm only talking about Don. Man, I like that. I think he's probably turning over saying, Don, you know I didn't tell you that. Oh, man. Oh, that is something else. Somebody just wrote on my Facebook, the guy was awesome, loved him, and what he had to offer. Yeah, I have some great. I do. I have the best guest in the world. Let me play this dusty track, A Blast from the Past. I fell for you, and my audience fell for me. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you so much for listening to my show. On a Friday night, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, where you get greatest inspiration, the greatest music, and, of course, the greatest person in the world, Don S. McClure.
Oh, girl. you clip my wings. Now look at me. Oh, I'm falling. Yeah, falling. Oh, here I go. Down and down I go. I can't help myself. Girl, you thrill me so. Yeah, you blew my mind. And I know that I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling. Oh, oh, oh.
Donis McClure Show. And my board, I'm telling you, you need to see this. At the bottom, the little notes pop up from different people, and it says what their comment is about the show. And they were on fire about my guest. They say, man, that was deep, Don. You're a deep man.
Don, do right. This is God. And I'm telling you, Don, to do right.
And I said, no, God. He said, Don, he said, when you come up here, I got something for you. I got you. I said, God, that's a threat. You can't be doing that. Oh, man, I have a ball. Me and God are tight, though, I'm telling you. He looks out for me, but even he shakes his head like, Don, why are you so crazy? And I'm telling you, my girl, Christine Brooks Martin, commented on the post in my talk show conversation. That is my girl. I'm telling you, I could not have done anything without that young lady. She just jumped on it and took over and drove me crazy. But she made me really good at what I do. So I want to thank Miss Christine for that. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We got 15 more minutes into the show, and do you know I'm driving to Iowa tonight because I've got to be there tomorrow at an event where you can come out and meet me at the Park Avenue Christian Church, 3219 Southwest 9th Avenue. So I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa from 9 to 3. Then on Monday, you know, I got to get up early in the morning because I'm going to be a guest on the Donnie Walker Morning Show. And Donnie Walker's a bad guy. He wrote me and said, Don, you got to get up. I said, man, I need some sleep. He said, authors don't get sleep. So I got to be up and do a radio interview at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then on Tuesday, I'm going to be on my therapist's show as a co-host, Dr. K. I'm going to be on her couch. No, really, I'm not going to be on her couch, but I am going to be on her show Tuesday evening at 5:30. We're going to be talking about jealousy. Can you believe that? Me. Why? Donis McClure. We're going to be talking about that green-eyed monster that gets into some people sometimes, and I'm looking forward to that. So I can say, back up, buddy. Back up. Let me play this quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you. And, yes, I had to promote my book, To Have a Friend, that hit the top 100 list. It's a great book, and I want everybody to get a copy of that because that is really a dynamic piece of work.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Song. I got tears all in my eyes. That takes me back to the little ice cream girls. And my maid just flashed on the screen, "Donnie, don't play that song. You know it makes you cry." And I was like, I was struck out over that little girl. I gave her my ice cream and she dumped me. I'm strung out over you. I need you, baby. Oh, man. Now I'm crying. Now my glasses are all fogged up over that one darn song. I don't even know why I picked that song. That's Going in Circles, The Friends of Distinction. It is 8:21. And, man, I can't believe that. But that was tripped out. That had me going. Now I'm going to be crying all the way down to Iowa. I need you, baby. I might hang my head out the window. I need you, baby. Oh, man. And get arrested on the road. Let me play this PSA.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And again, I'm wiping my glasses. I'm telling you, they are all fogged up. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to call Dr. K, my therapist, and tell her, help me get over the ice cream girls. Oh, man, you can catch my show every Friday night. We have reached so many people, it's just crazy, and I love it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love my audience. I love my fans. It is 8:23, and I am having a ball on the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. And again, it is such a pleasure to be here every Friday, and we will be celebrating 5 years, June the 22nd, next year, of being on the air. And having you guys with me. Oh, man, I always want you to be safe out there. Let me play this quick PSA about women and heart disease. And I want you to take care of your heart because, again, I really want you to be around. I enjoy my fans. They are just the best in the world. Nobody has better fans than me. Nobody.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en GoRed por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
Oh, I like that, too, when she says that in Spanish. That just drives me crazy. And next year, we've even got more Hispanic commercials, and we're even going to play a couple of commercials from Germany. I mean, a couple of PSAs. I mean, I am really growing. Man, Dan, you are the man. You are the man of the man. Even though you cannot speak Italian, you think you are the man. Let me play this last track. Before my maid pop on the line and before J.B. Spirit say, Don, there's something seriously wrong with you. I love you, Mr. McClure. I love working for you. You are the greatest boss in the world. I love the way my Spanish maid talks whenever I could pay her. And she ain't been to work in about 3 weeks, so I don't know. She might have quit. Let me play this track by Jagged Edge, Make It Clear. He's saying, listen, make it clear. You ladies out there, why can't y'all just make it clear? If you like them, you like them. If you don't, block their phone number or something. I don't know.
Stand up. body, my body, an all-night party. I can press a button and make it this started tonight, tonight. Though I hate to compare her, she better than my ex. We bigger than sex, just got her out of that Lex. She can get a Bentley, a Mazzy, anything for my heart. Yeah. Tops off some bottles. What it is, girl? I'ma never quit like them slides in Nevada. Just kidding, babe. Oh yeah.
You believe for this right here.
I believe for this right here.
A good song to end my show. Man, I have really had a ball tonight, I'm telling you. I had a great guest, and people are still emailing me and texting me about how good he was. And that's the kind of show I like giving. I love having great guests who give my audience great advice and great inspiration. I guess that's why I wrote the book of inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And you need to get that book. My friend Barbara Bowie Scott has that book sitting up on her top. And, I mean, she's got a beautiful table. I mean, that girl could do some designing. And she is really talented. And her dog better not bite my toenail no more. I mean, I'm about to get – the dog's name is Bobby. And Bobby bit my toenail. Listen, I'm going to say goodnight. It's 8:30. I've enjoyed you. Enjoy life. That's all you have. I'm going to get on out of here because I've got to get on the road and drive to Des Moines, Iowa, to let my fans see me there. And we're promoting tomorrow the children's books, Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. So I want you to get a copy of that. And I got a new children's coloring book out. Man, I just got so much great stuff. But I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You're the best and the greatest audience in the world. I just love you to death. And to Avalon Harris, California, you're the girl. Hang in there. You're the best in the world. And again, I just know some of the best people in the world, don't I? Yes. Let me play a quick celebration for that because my audience just loves what I do. Do y'all like it? Man. See, my audience just love whatever I do. Have a great weekend. Be safe. It's Friday the 13th. And enjoy life. That's all you have. Hey, I got to get the heck out of here.